My name is Lester Kivett. Keep your calls, your messages coming in. 021-446-0567. Drop me that WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. Well, Mandela Day has come and gone, but that doesn't mean that the activities around Mandela Day haven't come to an end as well. We're all still doing 67 minutes, so trying to equate to 67 minutes of good in memory of the late president, Nelson Mandela. But because of the times that we live in, that the ability to gather and to volunteer has changed. So everything is done online and everything can be staggered over the course of a few days. It just doesn't have to be on Mandela Day. On Friday, we spoke to the great people at Ladles of Love, Danny DeLibetto. They have a great campaign where they want to set a world record. 6.7 kilometers of tinned goods. That equates to about 90,000 tins of foodstuffs, which they want to collect and then distribute. If I were to draw a line between where I am as the arrow flies, how far is 6.7 kilometers? It would probably be around about Mowbray Station or thereabouts. But there are people getting on board. Wendy Bergstedt is with the Coronation Fund Managers Group. She joins me now. She's the head of CSI. Wendy, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.
Lester, hi. Good day. How are you doing?
Very good. Look, I know this is the time of year where corporates do get involved, and it doesn't exclude the great work that they do for the other 364 days of the year. But Mandela Day is that day where CSI departments of companies really kick into overdrive. We've not been able to do this year, but you guys are throwing your support behind Ladles of Love and the attempt to break a Guinness World Record with 6.7 kilometers of tinned goods.
Yes, Lester. I mean, it's really something exciting that we're hoping to rally South Africa behind. I think COVID-19 brought a human tragedy and a socio-economic crisis with it. You know, the virus, I mean, as implied shutdown, that's really caused untold human suffering and loss of lives and livelihoods. So it really brought forth the need for us to step up as brands, as South African corporates, you know, to step up to the plate and show up to our communities. And this was just a great opportunity for us to do that.
Well, usually we would ask people to give some of their time, but this time, because of the interesting dynamics that we live in, to give some of their cash to collect and to buy some of these tinned goods that they will use for this Guinness World Record campaign. How do people get involved to try and contribute to this Guinness World Record attempt?
So, Lester, it's quite simple. I think it's about going to the Ladles of Love website that will redirect you to web tickets where you can actually purchase cans. We call it virtual volunteering. It's something that we've been doing for the second year in a row now because of the limitations that, you know, physical distancing have placed on us. But it's really quite simple. Just go to the Ladles of Love website, and there should be a pop-up option that will enable you to donate cans, you know, donate cans. And we're calling this purpose in action because, you know, it's not about just being check signing philanthropists. It's about showing up and actually showing some action, you know, showing up to our communities in need. At Coronation, we always say that we're nothing without our communities, you know. We're nothing without the people of South Africa. And I think that this is the perfect time, you know, especially because we're going into winter. I think so many people are going to be facing more hardships this winter than previous winters.
Although we want to limit the amount of people who gather, there is an opportunity for people to actually walk that line of cans. I spoke to Danny last week, and he said, well, with the help of the V&A Waterfront and some very clever people who can draw lines, and they've managed to dot around the area of the waterfront. You know, the path of these cans, and if people want to, they can come, at least physically distant, walk those lines of cans at 6.7 kilometers of tin goods.
Yes, so I mean, we'll obviously assess the situation, and once Liverpool restrictions are lifted, we'll then set an official date for the event, which is super exciting. Mm. But I think for now the focus should be on collecting as many cans as we can to aid with this food scarcity that remains a huge challenge for us. So I think the big thing is to get to the Labels of Love website and buy as many cans as you can. Mm. We've called it the hashtag We Can campaign at Coronation. And, you know, the people inside our business are passionate about food scarcity. This is just one of the programs that we're actually running to aid with food scarcity. We partner with Food Forward as well, which is a massive organization that's enabling meals to reach millions of South Africans. We also allocating food, electronic food vouchers to families all over the Cape Flats during this hard time. Because if we can't physically get to them, we obviously need to transcend that barrier and allow them with dignity to buy, you know, the groceries and the goods that are fitting for their needs. Mm.
Wendy Bergstedt, head of CSI and marketing at Coronation Fund Managers. It's a great initiative, and I know that many corporates would have gotten involved with Mandela Day activities for the last 2 years. We've been not able to gather, and I think that many people miss that activity of pulling together in real time in a physical space to do good. But unfortunately, because of the times that we're experiencing, unable to do that. But you could still help. You can go on to ladlesoflove.org.za. You can purchase a ticket there, which then buys a specific number of tinned goods. That gets added to the 90,000 needed to create this Guinness World Record of 6.7 kilometers of tinned goods. That, of course, will be then donated to organizations to be distributed to people who'd so desperately need them.